like this. The DL Debate with Sister Sarah's Letterkenny, serving food you'll love in Sarah's kitchen.
Welcome one and all to the DL Debate. Thanks so much for tuning in now on Highland Radio or back via podcast. It was a huge weekend of club action right across the county and beyond. Later in the show, we're going to hear from top sports writer and author Declan Bogue as he rounds up what's happening in the club scene in Ulster. And yes, at the weekend, we had action right across the board in the football, hurling and ladies football. And yesterday, I caught up with birthday boy Alan Foley to discuss all the weekend's action. I'm here with Democrat news editor Alan Foley to catch up on all the weekend's action. How are you, Alan?
All good, Brennan. Thank you for having me.
It's near birthday time, is it? Celebrations in the air?
Monday today, whatever day you might have.
Good man. Thank you. Good man, Alan. Alan, listen, just running through the weekend's action, starting with the senior championship. We had wins for St Unions, Neve Connell, St Michael's, St Noel's, McCool's, Eirua, of course Kilcar accounting for Gidor in what we call a dead rubber game, and Glenfinn having victory. Now, out of all those teams, and the only team who didn't make it to the quarter-final stage was Glenfinn, narrowly missing out on a spot.
Yeah, they knew it was a tall order, Brennan, getting into that game because they had to make a lot of a swing. I've seen them in this year's championship. I think they're a decent side, Glenfinn. Really, they just had to kind of cut loose on Saturday and hope they scored as many as possible to catch up with. It turned out to be McCool's in the end, because McCool's had got a victory at Termon. But I suppose the victory that McCool's got ended up by 6 points in Termon, 118-112. Therefore, that meant that it was a massive score that Glenfinn had to chase. They needed, I think, 17 point winning margin. They got 14 after a really good second half where they just cut loose. And they actually left with some regrets. I saw quotes from Jared Ward afterwards. Jared scored 9 points. He said they had goal chances, you know, just some little things didn't work against them. I don't think they were overly, you know, totally down the dumps. They knew it was a tall order, and I suppose they're proud of the effort their team had made, Brendan.
Yeah, interesting, because a lot of people saying it was a very tough championship on Glenfinnan. We'll come back to them in a minute, but going across to a couple of sides there, and that have stepped up. St Noel's coming up from intermediate 2 years ago, Eirua this year, both sides making it to a quarter final. You know, really great seasons for the both of them, and St Noel's in particular now facing the challenge of St Unions in the next round. But you know, in many ways, St Unions have huffed and puffed this season. They've played in parts of games and that. And if St Noel's are looking at, particularly after their performance at the weekend, they must go on thinking they have a good chance in this game.
They've absolutely nothing to lose, Brennan. This is their first ever senior quarter final. They only got up, as you said, 2 years ago. It was actually this weekend, 2 years ago, they beat Clonmacnoise in the intermediate final. Everyone knows what that intermediate championship is like. You know, it's a minefield. But the way they have taken to it, out of the 8 games they've played in the 2 years, they've got 5 wins out of 8. Like, the draw hasn't been overly bad on them. I think they got good over last year. They got a bit of a run around there, but bar that, you know, and like, they can only play who's put in front of them at the end of the day. 3 wins out of 4 this year. I was down in Milford on Saturday, and they were one of the teams in the situation where they knew if they'd done their own job, they wouldn't have to worry about what was going on elsewhere. And they really were emphatic. Like, they were leading by 12 points at half time. They hit the ground running. They were up for everything. They were tenacious. They were, you know, winning every 50-50. I suppose Milford, on the other hand, kind of were destined for the relegation playoff, and maybe that played a little bit of factor, but you can't take away from St Noel's. Really excellent performance. And I spoke to Stephen Griffin and Gavin Mulroney afterwards. Really interesting. The two lads, they weren't happy, basically. They felt that the week before there was too much coverage put on the refereeing performance against Glenfinnan about what happened at Glenfinnan. They says they felt they didn't get any credit whatsoever. They said the week before they lost narrowly by a point at Glenfinnan. They just got on with it. But it seems to have helped build a little bit of siege mentality. The two guys spoke separately about it, but they said the exact same thing. So when you hear that, you assume it's, you know, been shared among the group. But I thought, yeah, fair play to them. They were excellent, yeah. Eirua, then, as you mentioned, Brennan, I suppose they set the tone for their championship with a big win in Donegal Town on opening day. Even though the margin of that victory was 14 points, it wasn't entirely unexpected, because Eirua, like, are a club on the rise big time. But I suppose the 9-point deficit they managed to claw back against Neve Connell to get a draw, you know, showed that they're more comfortable in these surroundings. They kind of, you know, got taught a lesson or two at O'Donnell Park then in week 3. But I suppose, like, getting into the last game, if you had told them at the start of the year, lads, you're going to win Division 2 and in your senior championship return, if you beat Ardra at home, that'll get you quarter-final place, they would have took it. Again, they started very convincing in that game. Ardra did get back close to them towards the end, but I think, you know, they'll be delighted with the progress they've made, Brennan.
Yeah, and I was down at Bundoran yesterday, St Junan's. Again, what we've seen of them this year, when they're in the groove and they're playing well, they've got an exceptional team. You know, in fairness to Bundoran, never threw on the towel, you know, and at the first half, second half water break, St Junan's had completely dominated the game and were pulling away from them. You know, they had 5 points in a row, but then Bundoran had 1-1, and I suppose just brought that life back in it. But Junan's did steady the ship and come back and play, but still, looking at the other, I suppose, the big fours that's out there, and we've seen maybe, particularly I suppose with some of the performances Goodwood put in, Kilcare put in, they look like they've maybe that wee bit more firepower. Niamh Connell are just moving along on the radar, being Niamh Connell of Niamh Connell. They look like they can grind out and win games. But I just think the draw this year now, the way the teams aren't seeded like last year, has thrown it open that the likes of St Michael's or Nairuir are now have a chance of making a semi-final.
Definitely, yeah. I think if you look at them four teams, the big four as everyone calls them, you can make a separate argument for all of them. You know, Unions, as you said, like they, you know, they're still only in transition. Unions, I know they've been in transition for a few years, but they have got a new manager. And like for 35 minutes against Kilcare, you know, they're as good as I've seen anybody against Kilcare in the last 4 or 5 years. I suppose they could draw on the positives that eventually they lost the game, but you know they wanted to get back to winning ways. They've won the three since. Bundoran's never an easy place to go. I think St Junan's for years always went down there, and that the game at the weekend was just typical of what you would find in an all county league game. But there's huge potential in that panel, I suppose, and when you have Niall O'Donnell coming off the bench as he did, kind of to steady the ship as he did on Saturday. But like out of the four teams, Unions you could say have the most potential. I think Kilcare are probably the most dangerous of those teams. If they get a run, they could, you know, do serious damage. Niamh Connell, as you said, they're under the radar, but like they have walked the walk in recent years more so than the other teams. And I think Gweedore just have a fabulous squad of players. So like I think if those four meet at any stage, you know, you could actually make a case for all of them. But I suppose the way the draw has gone now, it's kind of fell heavy on Niamh Connell. They're going to have to play Gweedore in the quarterfinal. If they win that, you're looking at Kilcare possibly if they get over McCool's, and then I suppose the other side of the draw, people would expect St Junan's to get through, but you never know. Like these teams are on the ascendancy, as we said. Like Michael's are kind of a hot and cold sort of team, but like they nearly caught Kilcare last year, Brendan. And as we said earlier, the likes of St Noel's and Éireann, they're on the rise, you know, and they don't really have much to lose. If they go out and get beat by 10 or 12 points in a quarter final, their season has still been a success.
And tell me, that difficult path, do you think, you know, you're looking at different teams there. We were talking about Glen Swilly a wee while ago. You know, they had to beat Niamh Connell to progress. And people say it was a very tough draw on them. But I think for a club like Glen Swilly, is a quarter final or a semi final or something, like they want to be winning the championship. So if you do want to win the championship, then they did have to beat Niamh Connell. And they just come up a bit short in that. But it was a tough draw on them. But I'm just wondering where their expectations lie now around playing those top teams. You know, you've got to be able to beat them. Otherwise, you're not going to win the title anyway.
No, I think their expectations have probably gone back a little bit. And I think they accept that themselves. You know, since they won in 2016, they've only got out of the group once. That was in 18 when they lost to Niamh Connell. You know, they've lost a chunk of that team in Glen Swilly. You know, there was a lot of lads there, you know, like Joe Gibbons, and you had Cathal Gallagher there, those sort of players, lots of them, Darren McGinley. You know, they've kind of moved on now. You still, of course, have Michael Murphy, obviously, no Neil Gallagher. But I think about Glen Swilly, I think they're not really pressing the panic button, is because they know at underage they're quite good. You know, they've got two teams at minor level, which is a good achievement. Like Unions are only in Division 2 in the minors, Glen Swilly are Division 1, so I think they know that there are players coming. They're going to have to probably show patience, but they will be disappointed having won the first two games. Brendan, 4 points, they looked in a decent position. They were down in Mancharlis, winning the game by all accounts. People said they were the better team that night, but St Noel's won the game. And then, you know, I suppose the way it was going to fall for Glen Swilly, they could play, you know, three of the big four, not Kilcare. So I think they kind of knew we're not going to get an easy draw here. So what was happening kind of live when this was happening with St Noel's and Éireann running off to such great leads, and then, you know, McCool's were putting up a score straight away. Before the game, we thought, you know, if Glen Swilly avoid a big beating, if they lose by 2 or 3, that might get them through. But the fact that the big scores were coming elsewhere, we were saying in Mulford, even, you know, after about maybe half an hour, half time, going, if Glen Swilly want to get out of this first round, they're going to have to do it themselves. They're not going to get a favour. And there was no favour came to them.
Yeah, no favour in football. That happens sometimes, all right, Dan. You've just looked at the draw in St Union, St Noel's, St Michael's against Éireann, Niamh Connell against Gweedore, Kilcare against McCool's. If you were to look at that, Alan, you know, I'd say that I think the Gidoer Niamh Connell game's impossible to call. It's a 50-50. I'd say that you're obviously looking at, you know, St Union's at Kilcare possibly to progress, and you know, I think St Michael's Eyrue is pretty much a 50-50. But if there is to be an upset, would you think it could be possibly the St Union's Knowles one in terms of one of those sites to really have a go at one of the top four? McCool's Kilcare might be a more difficult prospect.
Yeah, I think McCool's have done very well to get through. Last year they nearly tipped, you know, Gwydor in the quarter final. They had them seriously worrying. But you know, if you look at the last three games, Oisín Gallan has been exceptional. But you know, I think if Kilcare can kind of keep Oisín quiet, you know, that will be a major factor for them. You see, because there is such a reliance. Like, I don't think it's bad doing that in a team. Look, it's great to have a spread of scorers, but if you've got one of the top scorers in the county, that's his job, that's what he's going to do for you. As I said, I don't think Knowles have anything to fear. Like, Knowles have come through that intermediate championship winning tough games, you know, a bit like Niamh Connell in recent years in the seniors. Brennan, you don't keep coming out on top of 50-50 games by chance, and so Knowles have developed that habit, and you've seen it this year in the championship. Linfin only beat them by a point. They won the other two games by small margins until the Milford game. They got through the intermediate championship. When they're playing in Division 2, it's a great division. Division 2, all the teams are so well matched, and they're playing those sort of games week in, week out. Even though they're in the senior championship, they still haven't got out of Division 2. So I think, you know, they're pretty battle-hardened, and like, I was quite impressed by the way they're quite physical when they want to be as well. They can play the game whatever way it suits. As I said, they've nothing to lose. I think it would be an absolutely massive shock though if they did beat St Tunans. And I wouldn't really foresee it happening, but as I said, they've absolutely nothing to fear getting into that game. As I said, just throw the kitchen sink and see where it takes you.
Yeah, and I'm sure Rory Kevin and David O'Hurley and his whole staff and the team would like a good championship game. I think for St Union's, probably the worst thing would be if they rolled over St Noel's too easily, and the same with the winners of St Michael's Eyrue. Let's say they're not going to the final in the best of position. The side coming through is going to have two tough games, and listen, it's coming thick and fast. So I think Unions will want a tough game in that. They obviously want to come out the right side of it, but I think they'll want plenty of questions asked before they're making their way into a county final, which they haven't been in since 2016, isn't it?
Yeah, 2015. I think honestly, Brennan, I think they'll take whatever to get the county final. I don't think they mind if they get tested or not, because it's been a while for St Union's. Because, like, if you think of 2014 when they won the title, you know, they got to an Ulster semi, they give Oma and St Enda's a good game. You know, people thought the year after this team can push for Ulster. They actually were probably the better team than Niamh Connell in that final 2015. But Niamh Connell won the game, if you remember. But I think, in fairness, Niamh Connell owed St Unions one from 2012, where they were the better team for most of the game, and Mark McGowan won it for Unions. So, like, since
that was manager then, I remember
that's
well.
Right. Yeah, of course, yeah, of course. But I think you know, Unions will take whatever to get to final. I think that's just the next step they got to make now, Brendan, because it was quite heartbreaking the losses they've had in the last couple of years. You know, they were beaten by Niamh Connell by a point, I think, both times. You know, last year there was a controversial goal, was the one about Rory Kavanagh's point. Was it wide or was it over? Even the year before, you remember Sean Patton had a long range free to try and draw it late on, and he just missed it. So Unions have lost a lot of them close games by very, very close margins. They've drawn a few. So I think they'll take whatever's going, to be honest, Brendan.
Yeah, certainly will. That's the one I'll round up. I'm just looking to the relegation playoffs, and we have Glen Swilly, Ardrath, Terman, Four Masters, Killy Beggs, Glenfinn and Milford Bundoran. Again, you've got a few sides in there that you'd think would be comfortable to stay away from relegation.
Yeah, you'd think. Ardrath actually went to Glen Swilly in the league and won there not that long ago, Brendan, but I think, you know, I can't see Glen Swilly getting really dragged into the depths of this. I think as well, Glenfinn are too good for this. As I said, like, they were within a whisker of a quarter-final place. The other teams, I suppose you'd wonder about Four Masters. You know, they produced a better performance in week three against St Michael's, but then beaten badly again in Glenfinn. And Milford this year, you know, they're capable of good things, Milford. But on Saturday, as I said, they were very very easily beaten. I suppose they had a look at the week after, but sometimes you think, maybe let's build momentum here, lads. Other times you think, let's come through this unscathed. Then you think, let's not do anything stupid. So I think, yeah, there's going to be a little stretch in this. I just want to say, Brennan, too, I think it's really harsh on the fact there's eight teams in this, because you wouldn't have had a situation like St Noel's going to Milford, who are already consigned to the relegation playoffs almost certainly on Saturday. If Milford knew they got a point there or two, I think it would have made a better game off it. And I think that's something we should look at for next year. I think if you finish between 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, you should be, fair enough, stay where you are, but there's no relegation playoff for you.
Yeah, good man. So listen, we're just going to do the Alan Foley accumulator here now because he's one of the wisest men in sport in the county, Alan. I'm just going to ask you for your winners on each of these fixtures then. So St. Junan's, St. Noel's?
St. Junan's.
St. Michael's area?
I haven't thought about this before.
I'm putting you in the spot though.
I think Eirua could give them the fright of their lives, but I do think, which you see, St. Michael's, sometimes you think, you know, oh, these guys are struggling, but then Michael Langan kicked 1-7 at the weekend, 1-5 from play. They hope to have Colin back, you know. Martin McElhenney's been in form before his injury this year as well. And as we said last year, you know, out of nowhere, they nearly beat Kilcarran County. So I think Eirua could give them a serious game, but I'd say Michael's just have that little bit more experience and quality to get through that one.
Good man, Alan. And of course, this is probably the most difficult one. Leave Colin Gidor.
Whenever you listen to me on Brennan, I have, you know, backed Niamh Connell to the hilt the last few years. I think Gwydor have a serious chance in this game here. Niamh Connell had a bit of bother. I think Kieran Gallagher might have picked up an injury, and of course Owen McGettigan's out. So offensively, you know, I know they still have those great players as they go on the county final, but they haven't been usually impressive. But I said they're the sort of team. Like, I think it's hard to criticise them because at the end of the day, they haven't actually lost a game since Kilcoo. I think they drew one against Eirua, and they've pretty much won every other game in every competition they've played since. I know there's an asterisk over the county final last year, but I do think if this Gwydor team, I think, you know, I always think with Gwydor, if they get it together, I think they could be they are the best team, you know, and I think they're kind of free-spirited people down there. And like, we saw what they could do 3 years ago. With Maxi Nowen, with Joe and Kevin down there, you know, maybe, you know, he'll just get that little bit of kind of more organisation that they need than they had when Michael Boyle was there. So I'm going to go for Gwydor in this one, yeah.
Good man, Gwydor. And the last of that senior championship quarterfinal, Kilcarran McCools.
Yeah, I think Kilcarran, I've been talking up Gwydor there and I've been talking up everybody, but I think in the championship so far, Kilcarran are probably the form team, you know, and, you know, the way they turned it around at O'Donnell Park. Even the county final, you know, they weren't far off, whatever way that is going to go now in the end up. So I think they should get through that game pretty comfortably. But as last year, as we said earlier too, nobody gave McCools a hope in hell going to Maharigallen. And they had Gwydor on the ropes. The knees were wobbling that day, but just Gwydor managed to scrape through. So I'll still stick with Kilcarran on that one, yeah. So
yeah, that's your Alan Foley accumulator for the quarterfinals. Money back guarantee. St. Junan, St. Michael's, Niamh Connell and Kilcarran. And just before we round that up, for the playoffs then, Alan, again, you're going to tip Glen Swilly, Termon, Glen Funn and Bundoran. Would that be your feeling?
Yeah, I'll go with them. The fact they're neutral venues as well, you know, if Bundoran had to go to Milford, might be a little bit different. But yeah, I'll go for them for you said there, Brendan. Yeah, it makes sense, yeah.
The Intermediate Championship, we are at quarter-final stage. We have Clochanilly, Mallon, Fannad, Buncrana, Dunloe, Niamh Worra, and Niamh Breed v Glen.
Yeah, I think everyone that's spoken about this championship, Brendan, has said there's four favourites. The four favourites are kept apart in this draw. Clonmany, they've been knocking on the door now the last couple of years. They've been quite unlucky, you know, and I've seen a couple of their games this year even, you know, they kind of like to do things the hard way, but you know, it's kind of a real roller coaster they're on down there. And they're playing Mallon, like that's going to be a real close game. God knows, like toss of a coin sort of stuff, maybe go for Clonmany on that one. Fannad Buncrana, you know, Fannad, you know, Barry Meehan down there, he won this competition with St. Noel's 2 years ago. He's in working with Aidan. Buncrana won Division 3 at a canter, you know, then they were beaten twice in the group stage, but they did beat Fannad today, I think, in the group stage. This is a close game as well, but I think, you know, Buncrana's kind of on the move, and it's a big town, Brendan, you know yourself, heart of an issue one, and like they fell down to the junior ranks, so I think, you know, they got to the semis last year and they'll be looking to do the same again. Dunloe are a team who you might have feared for last year. They kind of whimpered out of the senior championship. I remember keeping an eye on their league games early in the season. They got one particularly bad stuffing at home to Downings. And then you thought, you know what, Jesus, where are these guys going to end up? But they've really turned it around of late. Like, a lot of people are making Dunloe now their favourites. So that'll be a bit of spice with the derby. The fact it's their neighbours, Niamh Worra, as well. And Glencolum Kilwer, probably the best team in the first round. They've always been knocking on the door in this competitions. They've always managed to unravel though and you know, fall up a little bit short. They did it against St. Noel's 2 years ago, they did it against Eirua last year. But you know, I think they're a team of kind of traditionalists, and I suppose growing up, Brendan, you and I would have seen these guys, you know, like the love they have for football, and that, you know, neck of the woods, they're playing Nave Breach. You'd have to make them very firm favourites for that, you know, and I think maybe, you know, Glencullum Kill would have eyes on winning this competition this year.
Yeah, they seem to be flying, and it's funny, just looking at the likes of St. Noel's and Aroa, that competition is so competitive. The intermediate is pushing good teams up, but for years their intermediate teams would have come up and made a mark really in the senior, but now if they're following on from that, then you're right, that derby from Dunloney were a really interesting. Clonmacnoise, of course, losing the last couple of finals, you see the history of Glencullum Kill to get back in. You think if they came up, and just there seems to be something in the people down there that do it's GA first, and even though it's small area with small numbers, they can keep producing top footballers.
Absolutely, and like out of all the players in all the competitions in county this year, Aaron Doherty is probably the top man. And like every Sunday, Monday, you look at the paper, you look at the website, you know, listen to radio. What did he score this week? What did he score this week? You know, the guy has so much talent. Like so, you know, he's someone. You know, he's their catalyst. They're you know, their talisman and things like that. But as I said, they haven't been that far off, and like they kind of would be probably very disappointed with the way they lost. They surrendered big leads in the semi-finals against Noel's and Aroa. Now they're sitting looking at, look at these guys in the senior semi-finals. You know, this could be us in 12 months' time. So I suppose the first step on that journey to be established as a senior club is trying to get out of this intermediate. It's a minefield. It's tough to get out of, but I think that's something they'd really aspire to down there, especially with the lads next door in town doing particularly well as well.
That's it. They have to keep up with the neighbours. Alan, good point. Alan, just that's the men's championships rounded up there. Mighty stuff. Just a word on the ladies there. Alan, the big two are back in the final and back with scoring high victories as well. You caught up with one of those games.
Yeah, I was in Moville today because like Moville have won this championship in recent years as well. You know, they're a good side, Moville. They were missing, though. They have players, a lot of players away. And, you know, like it just caught them today. They actually beat Termin in the group stage of this competition a few weeks ago. So that's kind of what intrigued me about this. And I went down today. They kept Geraldine scoreless, I think, in that game.
Right.
And Geraldine bit back with a vengeance with 5 goals and 6 points.
Crazy.
Unbelievable. Like, as I said, like Glenfinn are like the third best side in the county, you could say. You know, serious players. The Donegal captain, even McLaughlin, plays with them. You know, the Hegarty girls were there. I know, like, the ones away now. But, like, the way Geraldine today, there was just, at one stage, actually, the view I had was perfect, but there was, she had the ball. There must have been about 10 light blue jerseys between her and goal, and she kind of dinks, and just spots a little gap, and then it goes the bottom corner. Just unplayable. Like, and, like, even at the end, the Moville people were just, you know, people kind of actually thought they're, you know, we're witnessing something special here today. On the other side then, Glenfinn have been the real form team. They've beaten Moville and Termin very well in the early stage of the competition. They had a massive win over Buncrana, which would be expected. So I think like these two teams, it's nothing revolutionary, Brendan, to say these are the best two teams, but the actual form they're in now and the scoring power they have, like this actually could be the game of the weekend, you know what I mean, next weekend. So
it's next weekend
I think. Yeah,
set up for a classic, as you say. Glenfinn 4-18 to 8 points. Yeah, just about Geraldine there, obviously this all-star thing keeps coming up, you know. I was looking at her scoring record there, it doesn't seem real at times, Alan. I mean, you saying that to me that she was held scoreless in the game, that's much more surprising than you telling me she scored 5-6 today, which tells you a lot about her. I can't believe there would ever be a game she wouldn't score in. I'm actually not surprised, but I mean 5-6. I mean it's absolutely out of this world. I mean what a player she is, and hopefully these All-Stars at least, you know, realise the player they have. Someone like her has to get decorated.
Oh yeah, like, and I don't know how this hasn't happened as far back as 2014 when Termin won the. Maybe they don't take much heed of the club situation when someone wins a club All-Ireland, like, but that year, even that final against Moran Abbey down in Tuam, like was rather over sort of stuff. And as you said, Brennan, like, we looked through the records, Father Sean put them out there lately, and her scoring average this year is actually higher than any of her previous years with Donegal, so I think it's touching 11 points a game. I even find when you're writing about it, like when you're writing about it, you're trying to describe the goal differently all the time. But like, she kind of has a trademark goal where she gets the ball, she can burrow, put the head down, make her space, draws on the right foot, bottom corner. But I was thinking this morning, even when I was at that game, trying to write this differently for somebody who's not here, because, you know, there's just so many. We've used so many superlatives for, you know, it's hard to know where, you know, sometimes you dig in to try and find a new one, but like as I said today, the difference between, when I actually listed the score at the end, I give the score as whatever it was, I can't even think, sorry, Termin 7-13, Moville 3-9, Geraldine 5-6.
You have to include that in the score then. We'll round it up with that. We wish Geraldine all her best in this look for an All-Star, which is long overdue. They should be giving her two or three at this stage. She should be on her hat-trick maybe. But Alan, listen, thanks for reading that up. Keep up the good work and I'll chat to you soon.
Thanks, Brendan. All the best. And good luck with the ball.
Cheers, lad. That's it. Yeah, great catching up with Alan Foley there, sports editor with the Donegal Democrat. Now, after his side went down fighting against St Unions at Gaelic Park on Saturday evening, I caught up with Bundoran manager Cathal Corey.
It was close for us as probably as well as we've played all year. You know, like we knew we had all to play for, probably Unions on scoring difference had probably, I know people are saying all week they weren't there, but they were there, you know, and we, the only way we were going to get to the last eight now was to win the day, and we threw everything at it. We kind of set up maybe more defensively and I suppose the usual thing, try to hit them on the break then, but look, we threw everything at it. We gave it everything, we played right to the final whistle there, and I'm wild proud of the boys today, you know. We have to go the other road now, us into the relegation side of it, so it's hard to keep coming back when you get beat, but we have that to do and we'll be back on a couple of nights during the week and try to get ready for whoever the draw brings on Sunday.
Of course, last year, St Unions won in the match by 27 points, so they were overwhelming favourites going into this game, but I really felt obviously this match was in your home patch. It had the stamp of your team on the proceedings in terms of tactically they were set up. The scoring zone was near impossible to get in at times for St Unions, and at half time with a point in it, I'm sure you would have been happy with the way the game was going.
Okay, we had broke the game, Brendan, up until I suppose the four quarters now that these water breaks have taken to the game, and we just tried to be within touching distance every single time to that. But look, it's been a tough year here, you know. We've lost a lot of players. Like we'd have seven players that would be on the pitch today if we had them, and Jamie being, you know, a massive loss to us, and that's difficult, and it's hard for the boys, you know, to keep going seeing them men missing. And that's why I'm just, you know, proud on the day we stayed in the game, we hung in the game, we defended in packs, and the boys walked back. Even there's times we had 14 men inside that scoring zone. We just were prepared to go wherever we had to go to try to stay in the game, and just unfortunately the class and the skill level of Unions just won out in the day.
Yeah, that was Cathal Corey there, a side facing a relegation playoff with Milford up next. Now, just coming across the junior championship there, Cairn and Narossa topping their groups there automatically into a semi-final. Cairn with a very impressive performance at the weekend, beating Letterkenny Gaels 111-105. Very stiff breeze first half there, 110 to a point up, but showed some great composure in the second half, and Conor O'Donnell with a sparking performance there. So the other two semi-final places are up for grabs. Letterkenny Gaels now play Mavelle, and Downing's play Muff in a quarter-final, which will get them that semi-final place. And just looking across the Hurling Championship, after a long layoff, we have a repeat of last year's final of St Unions and Setanta. St Unions accounting for a dogged berth, outfit 113-11 at O'Donnell Park, and Setanta having 21 points to spare over Buncrana, as I say, setting up the same final pairing as we had last year. Dunlow and Airea will contest the junior hurling final, and we'll be getting feedback and analysis from both those games. As I said at the top of the show, we are going to turn our attention now to the Ulster club scene, and we're going to speak with Declan Bogue to catch up on what's happening across the province. Declan, how are you, sir?
I'm very good, Brendan. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
Good, man. Dick, listen, I was just texting you yesterday before we get to all the football. You were at the Antrim hurling final yesterday.
That's what I was at, all right. And to be honest, if I can at all at any year, I'd be loath to miss it. Like, I absolutely love going up there. And it used to, you know, since Casement Park has been redeveloped or whatever, it used to always be a Ballycastle, which is quite a trek to get for anybody to get to Ballycastle. You know, you're right up there in the top of North Antrim, but it's a lovely place to go to. Like, this year they moved it to Belfast to, you know, obviously St John's have done up their ground, Corrigan Park. So it's got a lovely stand there. And we were sitting in the stand, completely unmasked among everybody. And it felt brilliant to be back like that, to be fair. And like Dunloy, yes, it might have suited them to keep the finals up in Ballycastle, but all throughout it, they said that they wanted to get back to Belfast. They have great memories of hurling Belfast. And obviously, like, it was weird in some ways because you see it all the time. See when you're like the like of Goodison Park and you're going over to see soccer games, right? And you get this phenomenon where you see all these people coming out of terrace, rows of terrace houses onto the main drag of a road. And you just don't see that really apart from, you know, people milling about Drumcondra and that on the days of like All-Ireland finals. So you never really see that in GA. But instead, like when I was driving up through the Lower Falls, and that's pure O'Donovan Rossa territory, and you could literally see families just pouring out of all the wee side streets about an hour and a half before the game, piling on to the Lower Falls to make the walk up to Corrigan Park. And it just, that's what it reminded me of, is, you know, being over a soccer game and seeing all the fans, especially with Rossa ones, because they favour flags and scarves. This is really not probably a GA thing, like, you know, but it's certainly a Belfast thing. But here, look, great occasion, fantastic location and atmosphere and all that. But essentially, the game was over after 22 minutes when Dunleavy got their second goal. They just were mega experienced. Like, they were going for three in a row. Rossa, it was their first time being in the county final since 2004. In fact, it was the only time that even a Belfast club had been in it since that time. St. Gall's made it in 2014. But since 2004, no other Belfast team had even been in the county final. So there was a wee bit of atmosphere, great build-up and all that, but Dunloy are just a level above, it has to be said.
Always looking for that, I suppose, that Belfast connection with the GA, whether it be football or hurling. It's good to see, you know, progress, and it's really something that the GA and, of course, the Antrim County Board have to work on. Declan, you just mentioned maybe that the big pairing of Dunloy now and of the Derry champions, which would possibly be Slough Neil, that's been pushed back in the calendar?
Well, it's not next weekend, but the weekend after that is the Derry hurling final. That is Slough Neil and Kevin Lynch's. And if you're picking on form and what Slough Neil did to Lavi in the semi-final and all the rest, you'd probably say, well, Slough Neil probably be good to go again and come out of that Derry. But the issue then is, this is what you've got, like, is a split season is never going to be perfect, and this is far from perfect, because you have Dunloy meeting the Derry champions, and I could be wrong, but on the Ulster Council website it says December 12th, which would be 9 weeks after Dunloy win an Antrim championship. They're waiting about while the weather gets progressively worse and worse and worse. If Slough Neil were to come out of Derry in football, then it would be thrown into all sorts of chaos. But I just can't understand that down or well underway. I think they're down to their final pairing now. It was the same as last year, Portaferry and I think Ballycran. I'm not sure, it could be Ballygallagher. But really, like, what is to stop that competition getting played? Like, especially if Slough Neil get knocked out of the football. That, to me, waiting about to play hurling the week or two before Santi comes is an absolute joke.
Yes, agree. And listen, Dick, there's a chance that the weather might be kind to you. If it isn't, sure, it makes a disaster of the game, and two very talented teams will be at it at that stage. But Dick, just looking across the football championship, particularly here in Donegal, we look across to particularly our neighbours Tyrone after their success, and of course Derry as well. Derry are, like ourselves, down to the quarter final stages here. Swatra v Glen, Slough Neil, Coleraine, Lavi v Ballanderry, and the Loop v Balai or New Bridge. Mahara felt at the weekend going out to Coleraine after extra time. Are you keeping an eye on things in Derry?
As much as you can, Brendan, to be honest. Like, I mean, you kind of tune into what you tune into, and like, you're living here in Tyrone and you've got an eye on that, all right. And then Fermanagh too, my own home county. But I'll be honest with you and say that a lot of the times when counties have group stages, it kind of turns off the floating voter a little bit, because then you don't know how many times, you know, you look at the dead rubber between Kilcar and Guidoor and Cass playing a full forward yesterday, and Rest and Dara Whale and Oran McNeilish and Cian Mulligan and all these kind of players they have. Like, I mean, when is a championship not really a championship? And that is when you have these group stages. I don't know about them. And
I'd say what it is that, is, Dick, you're kind of like waiting for quarterfinals before you think, right, we're at the meat of it now. Because otherwise, you're looking at score lines. You might see an odd like top pair and team meet each other, like St. Unions and Kilkear did on the first round. But yet, you know, Unions are going to have ample time to, you know, recover from that defeat, which they did. So there's only kind of, if maybe the top teams do get pitted against each other, that's the only kind of result you look on from if you're from, particularly if you're from outside the county, until it gets to your quarters. And you see the real knockout championship materialise.
Yeah, so I mean, it begs the question, why bother? And if it is just to get loads of games and get players used to playing championship football, like they can sort of use it as a blooding process. But to me, it just kind of never really truly excites me until it gets going to the knockout phase anyway. And I mean, I know that like in Tyrone, they have it that way, and it's so tight, and God knows how many over the last 8 years, I think, or 7 years, there's been different winners every year of the Tyrone Championship. But my God, like, look at the excitement then that's built up through it. I take your point, Di, like, you know, you only wait until the quarter final, but, you know, at the same time, it's the same as Derry. Derry have a group stages, and nobody actually gets knocked out of the group stages. Everyone still goes in. It just contributes to your seeding then for the knockout championship. And to be fair, to be honest, and this is probably speaking against myself, is I find it hard to log into these things until they're actually down to the right. We're down to championship here.
Yeah, no, I agree. And Tyrone as well, I suppose, like as you said there, I mean, Dungannon winning it for the first time in 64 years, and there hasn't been a back to back winner in Tyrone in 16 years, which is phenomenal when you think about, I suppose, some of the counties, if you look at Kilkoo at the minute and what the likes of Cross have done in the past, there's often been back-to-backs, and at least here at Donegal. But for 16 years, it just shows the competitive nature of the championship in Tyrone.
Yeah, it's quite something. Like, but Jesus, like, you know, at the same time, people talk about it. Say, for example, Tyrone is such a competitive county. Like, I'm not sure. I know that Derrygonley beat Trillick and Banley's in Ulster Club the last time it was on, but I'm not sure Derrygonley would succeed year on year in a county like Tyrone, because the reason being is they play their league games with ferocity that I have seen other counties like club championships wouldn't have anything even approaching it. That goes for a league game. So you have week on, week out, just hard games to face, and then you have to bring something completely new then to the championship. Like yesterday, Errigal Kieran absolutely annihilated Clonoe, and that's so unusual. I mean, they beat them by 14 points, and you never see a result like that in Tyrone. But you saw it there; it was such an outlier, and that's why people are taking such note of it. Like, is these things just genuinely don't really happen? But when you're playing that kind of with that level of ferocity at those standards in your league, then your championship is going to be, and it is hell for leather. Like, it is real skin and hair kind of stuff. Like, and that's why it is so popular, and why so many people are willing. There are people that follow the championship all around Tyrone, and even your Tyrone TV and the amount of subscribers to it to watch the club action there is. You know, it's massive. Like, I mean, same for Derry. You know, they've got so much pride in their clubs and all the rest. Like that, you know, that, you know, you just, you kind of, you have to envy it sometimes in other counties, especially if you're going through a period where one club is dominating.
Yeah. And tell me, Dungannon, of course, playing Dermore tonight to defend their title.
That's right.
Tell me, do you think just the bounce of the Tyrone Championship last year, do you think it added any energy into the senior squad? What we've seen there on this year with the new management, do you think that has any impact?
Don't know. I don't know about that, because like of the Dungannon team, if even you look at it, like, you know, that some fine players, like Mark McKierney was almost like their point guard, if you want to use basketball reference. Like, you know, every ball and every attack went through him, and he kind of decided what way then the attack would be set up from, you know, from the middle of the park. Paul Donaghy was their main man up top, and while he got 10 points, remember his debut, his county debut against Donegal, like he kind of went off the boil thereafter a little bit. Talking to some of the Tyrone people within the group, he came good again in training, and actually he finished on the pitch in the All Ireland final. You might recall they didn't make a huge impact beyond Paul Donaghy in the panel, and to say that it gave a bounce towards I don't know about that, because there's been so many teams that just, you know, went and smashed and grabbed a championship before them, that what difference was it anyway? I just think that the difference in Tyrone was down to many, many things. But I think that they got, a new change of emphasis definitely helped, but an awful lot of what Mickey Hart had held dear to him was actually still there in evidence, like, if you want to really go through the nuts and bolts of it all.
Yeah, surely. Just looking across, Kilcoo pushed all the way at the weekend by Kerry Duff. Cross back in another semi-defeat in Killeavy. Scotstown shaping up well. And the Skeen looked like they were maybe coming close to contesting a championship last year, but they beat them 117-9 at the weekend. They topped their group. Ballybay and Latin topped another group. Just look at Declan, in your own county, Derrygonley. What's the situation in your own championship?
I think that Derrygonley have Adderney coming this weekend, and that would be a repeat of the final last year. And Derrygonley had beaten Adderney in a final 2 years previous to that, and Adderney sort of they went out man on man 2 years before that, and had tried to just play the football and just back themselves that they'd be good enough. Didn't work out. Then they got a guy in from Tyrone sort of coaching them, and went a different way and went defensive. And then they also had, like, you can play defensive, but that's okay until you get your turnover. What are you going to do with it? And Derrygonley were actually blessed, or Adderney, sorry, were blessed with the leg of Declan and Paul McCusker and a young Morris kid up top. Like, you know, they had an awful lot of pace that they could go through. And then in the 39-year-old Marty McGrath, they had the bravest player in the county. And, like, you know, they won that they won it last year for the first time in, I think it was 1968 or something, the previous title before that. And it was just a very emotional and very special evening in Brewster Park. But that'll be the one that'll catch the eye, obviously, this weekend. That'll be the one that'll be taken in the big crowds. Elsewhere, Ballinleck, who are managed by Colin Bradley, he's been building something there this long time. He's been living in Ballinleck a long time, so he got involved in the local club. His children go there. So, like, you know, I mean, it was a natural progression for him, even though he was so sort of aligned with Enniskillen Gaels. They pulled off a bit of a surprise by beating Timor. Now, people, you might say a surprise, but Timor actually hadn't won a championship game in about 6-7 years, managed by Barry Owens now, but Barry took himself off at half-time in that game. And Canolly, which many people would just know for maybe the Corrigan brothers, Sean Doherty, they give Rosslea a real going over on Friday night. Like, they give him a real scotching. There's a young fella, Tom Keenan, who people might remember. Well, they may or may not remember. He played in the Laurie Maher hurling final for Fermanagh and scored a hat-trick of goals against Cavan. Very, very late, he was brilliant. He was absolutely brilliant in the Hogan Cup final for St. Michael's 2 years ago. And he went through on goal and sold a dummy to James McMahon, who's a very established county centre-back, that it was just outrageous. Like, he picked the ball up and beat about four challenges with soloing on his left, and then got in close to the goalkeeper and rolled it in with his right foot. It was as good a goal as I've seen out of Fermanagh club football. It was like something that Jimmy Clark would be extremely proud of. So Canolly will take some watching in Fermanagh. They could be the dark horses.
Interesting stuff, Dick. Good man. Listen, that's the province roundup. We mean to see who comes out on top on each of the championships, Dick, and then we'll get a roundup later on when it gets to the crunch time. That's what you like, the real championship stuff.
Yeah, the undiluted stuff indeed, yeah.
Good man. We're all the same, Dick. Dick, thanks for that roundup. I'll catch up with you soon. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you, lad. Thank you. Yes, great to catch up with Declan Bogue there. I want to thank my guests earlier, Alan Foley, Head of Sport, Oisin Kelly, and of course Kevin here for producing the show. A St. Noel's man helping a St. Junan's man. That's the end of that for the week, I think. I'll speak to you all on next week's show.
The DL Debate with Sister Sarah's Letterkenny, serving food you'll love in Sarah's kitchen.